Dry Dock 1. Dry Dock 1 was one of the first two dry docks put into service in the United States, missing out on the honor of being first by only a week. Dry docks are important to avoid the tedious, expensive, and dangerous process of careening or heaving down a ship to work on its hull. Careening requires leaning a ship over on its side, which puts great stress on its hull and only exposes one side at a time. In fact, sometimes ships would sink during the careening process. The need for dry docks was understood from the beginning of the U.S. Navy, but construction did not begin until 1827 and then took 6 years to complete. The project was designed and under the control of Lawamy Baldwin, considered the father of civil engineering in the United States. The grant for this project, as well as the dry dock in Norfolk, Virginia, came from Quincy, the same site that provided the granite used for the Bunker Hill Monument. Dry Dock 1 opened in 1833, and its first customer was the USS Constitution. There are excellent interpretive displays that show how the dry dock works and illustrates the alternative careening method.